gospel soul, breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.janicejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Cold as ice, you're willing to sacrifice. follower. Amen. Come on, he paid the price. Oh yes, he paid it. Jesus the Christ, Lord and the Savior said, let there be light. He spoke it, then made it. He wrapped himself in it, then walked on the pavement. I'm saved by his grace. Thank God I made it into the gate, the kingdom of heaven. I do what it takes. I fall down, I reverence, I fall on my face just to be in this presence. Before I was saved,
I was in darkness,
covered in chains.
I talked with a lion game,
listening for change. This is my lifestyle, not a party at night. But nowadays we make the church a loud light of our life. But it's gonna burn if it's not abiding in Christ. Being filled with the Spirit makes it easier to fight these demons that's creeping in the heat of the night. Deceiving the elect as an angel of the light. So I'm hoping that you're praying tonight. And no more gambling in my paradise back when I was whipping the dice. One touch from his blood, no more living in strife. Holy Spirit like a freight train delivered my life. I had a heart that was cold as ice. I'm from the city that was bred to fight. One wrong move, you can lose your head tonight. But Christ came overnight, then he stole my life. Now I'm convinced
there's no one like my God. There's no one like my God. There's no one like my God. There's no one like my God.
He's the ruler. He's the king of the heavenly. He's Elohim. You ain't gotta check his pedigree. I've been redeemed since the Holy Spirit fell on me. I've been cleaned from my sins and my felonies. I was a fool. I brought shame to my legacy.
I'm ruined and rebellious.
Estranged from my destiny. I brought my parents pain. That's a stain that would never leave in the fast lane. Like my name was Bill Bellamy.
Well, that's a sin that I repented. But Jesus came to my life. Now I'm living.
I'm living.
I'm grateful.
He's righteous.
He turned on
the light switch.
The light to my path and my vision.
My vision.
His mercy and grace is sufficient. Enter his court and his gates with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Everything will be added. Just turn to the master and seek first that kingdom of heaven.
There's no one like my God.
There's no one like my God. There's no one like my God. There's no one like my God.
In the name of Jesus, there's power. The kingdom and power. Within my weakness, he is power.
Yeah.
He is mighty, my strong tower.
Strong tower.
See, life is short,
short,
but death is sure. Sin is the cause, but Christ is the cure.
The
I
cure.
Push for a purpose, push for a cure.
Come
know
on.
What your worth is, wait on the
wait
Lord.
On
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, there's power.
There's power.
Thine is the kingdom and power.
And power.
Within my weakness, he is power.
He is, power.
He is mighty, my strong tower.
What you doing for?
In the name of Jesus, there's power.
There's power.
God bless the meek.
My gospel soul, favor statement. God favors me today. God honors me today. I am a success today. I have God's special favor on me today. He makes his face to shine upon me today. He is gracious to me today. I am someone very special with the Lord. I like people and they like me. I am flowing in God's love, and others are receiving healing, both in mind and body, through my life and ministry. I am growing in the Lord. I am waxing strong in spirit. I am growing in wisdom, and I have favor with God and man. I obtain favor in the sight of all who look upon me. I shall have favor today with people. I will meet nice people today. I shall have good relationships with people today. I shall favor and honor others today. I will be a blessing to the Lord. I will be a blessing to others. I am a person of prayer. God is bringing me into favor and success today. Confess favor with people, businesses, your family, friends, city, boss, and co-workers, and everyone you come in contact with. This has been My Gospel Soul's Favor Statement. God bless.
Welcome to a Thursday episode of My Gospel. Doing it like we do it, okay? This is just the way we do it, you know, sharing just artists that I've met along the way. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Now, it's been some stuff in the news, okay? Because y'all know TV is not the TV, the news that come on your TV is not the news that we are talking about right now. We are talking about this thing with Kirk Franklin and his son. Yes, I'm going to talk about it till I'm tired of talking about it. You know, Kirk Franklin and his son was in a argument. And they have a history of a tumultuous relationship. They have that history. But in this case, the son decided, I'm about to record my daddy after I have agitated him to the point of what we call pissivity. Okay? I have, listen. So, those of you that go on to Instagram, you'll be able to see on Kirk Franklin's son's Instagram, you'll be able to see, I mean, hear a recording that his son did of him, of the interaction between him and his dad. And his dad was saying that he was being disrespectful. And he went in. He used a couple of, he used some profanity. And let me tell you, honey, everybody has weighed in and has had an opinion. Y'all want to know what my opinion is? Get out of that man's business. That's private, personal, family business. And this is a spoiled son, disrespectful son that decided, let me open up the doors to my household. You know, and people are saying this, he's saying, this is my dad. Like, he's a kid. He's 30-something years old, and he's disrespecting his father to the utmost. Okay? So Ricky Smiley weighed in on it. Ricky Smiley had some things to say. And, Mr. Son of Kirk Franklin decide that he's going to clap back at Ricky Smiley. Now, I'm saying to myself, really, this is what you're going to do? Because, honestly, Ricky Smiley is speaking from a parent's point of view. Just like you can speak from a son's point of view, he's speaking from a parent's point of view. And my point of view on the whole thing is, like I say, we need to get out that man's business. Even though this little chap here is trying to get you into it, you got to get out of it. You got to get out of it. You got to turn a deaf ear to it. Why? Because this is really not our business. And yes, okay, he put it on on Instagram. It's on Facebook. It's in the blogs. It's everywhere. Because I heard it in the blog. Now, the one thing, being a Christian, being a woman of God, you know, and a real one, all I want to say is be careful what you comment on and what you judge, because the shoe at any time could be on the other foot. Just be careful. And for those of us that are trying to act as though our lives are just absolutely perfect, I want you to really, really give some thought to what you're talking about, because our lives are not perfect, okay? Our lives are not perfect. Things are, you know, I'm just being real with you. You know, even as believers, our stuff is, some things we're going through, like they say, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. I'm just saying. So I am in support of parents that's dealing with this type of, selfishness and ungratefulness. You know, I'm with him, you know. And I believe, again, that should be a private manner, a private, again, manner. All right, y'all, you're listening to My Gospel Soul. I can say, and I just want to encourage your spirit to keep on doing what God has called you to do. He has so much in store for us. So in the vein of that, I want to share this poem by his poet. And this is an anointed poet, and I love her. I love her art. I love her soul, okay? Haven't heard from her in a minute, but hey. What's up, girl? How are you doing? This is a support. It's called A Woman's Truth right here on My Gospel Soul.
Satan lied to me. He told me I was too fat. But God said, even my flowers are different. I made you like that. Satan lied to me. He told me I was ugly. But God said his creations are peculiar, and to him I am beauty. Satan lied to me. He said I was a loser and just dumb. But God said through me you are victorious, child. You've already won. Satan lied to me. He told me my voice sounded like a man. But God said your voice is essential to your purpose. It's part of my plan. There was a time I was having a serious identity crisis. Because of all the lies, I had become quite indecisive. What lies were you told about yourself? What fallacy has tried to rob you of your celestial wealth? What falsehood has the enemy tried to make you take ownership to? What painful blow tried to take God's light from you? What soul-shattering experience tried to end your life? What man made you feel unfit to be someone's wife? We've all been told lies by the enemy. Her, you, she. For every lie you were told from year to year, for every time you cried one too many salty tears, God has a truth that proves to be the exact opposite to every perjury committed by the number one counterfeit. How many of you don't even know who you are, trying to reach your identity, but it seems so very far off? Do you see blurred images of who you were made to be, but you are appalled by the circumstance of your reality? I have news for every woman in this room today. There has been a list of lies Satan has formulated to stand in your way. But in spite of all the lies Satan has told, understand when the Most High made you, baby, he broke the mold. God said you are his chosen vessel. Indeed, it's true. Yet we have so many princesses standing in need of a breakthrough. Because the reflection they see in the mirror is weighed down by so many lies. Well, this is your moment of truth, and if you haven't already, it's time to rise. I need you to understand our Heavenly Father does not make trash, and your worth is far greater than any amount of cash. You are his child, the one and the only, no other in creation. You can search high and low from nation to nation. You just won't find anyone who is 100% exact. Listen to me well, because this is certainly a fact. You are a woman of God who has endured many a test. But sister girl, I need you to understand you are blessed. You are the personification of his glory and deeply loved. You were chosen long ago by our Heavenly Father above. It's time to get real with God, because he's always been real with you. There is an anointed reality that every woman either has or needs to come to. Self-help books, yoga, or paying someone to fix your life just won't do it. I promise all you ever need is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Get in your prayer closet, lay on your face, and spend time worshiping our Lord and Savior. It's time to let it sink in, sis. You are of a royal priesthood covered in favor. And for my sisters who know who you are, don't hold on to your truth. Please tell someone about it. Be the Naomi that teaches and nurtures Ruth. Don't commit the sin of silence and hold back on the glory of God of your life. Tell your sister, daughter, cousin how God came and freed you from your stripes. Tell of your ratchet days and how you never thought you would make it out. Give your real testimony. I'm talking about the ones that make the saints shout. I'm talking about the one that had you trapped in sin. I'm talking about the one that kept you so long from letting God all the way in. It's time to be real with our sisters sitting on the buses or in them pews. Let them know you wasn't born with them hats on or them church shoes. Let them know how God himself turned it all around. Like the woman at the well who met Jesus and was no longer bound. I tell you, there is an overflow of greatness that flows in us. I say this without a doubt. Yet the activation is the word of God. His two-edged sword will always work it out. And if you don't like to read, or you find yourself falling asleep by the third verse, then when you pray about God's word, ask him to increase your hunger and your thirst. I promise it's God's perfect will, and he will surely grant your request. Ask and you'll receive. Seek and you will find. Knock. Well, y'all know the rest. Years ago, I asked God for an increase, and surely it was on the way. Because now my spirit yearns for the word of God every single day. We are here, one for another, in representation of God's kingdom on earth. We are ordained to be his daughters before the day of our birth. Sisters, let's stand on the rock that has always been called Jesus. We are the apples of God's eye. I promise you, he sees us. We are blessed women of God. He is the superhero who came to save our life. So ask him to order your steps and give yourself back to him as a holy sacrifice.
I was lost in darkness, Jesus saved my soul. He loves me, he loves me. From beginning to the end, I experienced his love. Now I found a true friend, he loves me, he loves me. Just read the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
glad he did. He's been so good to me. Hallelujah. I just cannot tell it all. You know, sometimes the walk is rough. Sometimes it's confusing. Sometimes, you know, on that way you lose sight of things. But guess what? God, the Holy Spirit is right there to quicken you and bring you back into a mindset of praise and worship and faith and joy and peace. My God, if you remember what he brought you through, my God, even in the storm, even, glory to God, through the trials and tribulations, you can keep your mind stayed on him. Praise God, praise God. Now, I wanted to reiterate that because a lot of times, being a Christian, being maybe a minister or in leadership, it's hard for you to share that you may have fallen or maybe that you are in a struggle or maybe, come on, some of us may find it embarrassing, but listen, we all go through. Listen, God has no respect for persons. He allows different things to happen. Different things happen because there's sin in the world. There's all kinds of things going on, glory to God. But you got to know that no matter what it is that hits your life, God is in control. Come on, hallelujah. And he said the end of that thing is victory. Oh, my God, you got to get that in your spirit. The end of that is victory. I can go through, hallelujah. I can go through this trial. I can face it. Hallelujah. I can be tested. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to study to show myself approved. I'm going to receive unto me his word. I'm going to hide the word in my heart that I may not sin against him. Glory to God. And if I do sin against him, I'm going to believe and ask God for forgiveness. I'm going to believe that he's going to clean me up. Glory to God. He's going to remove, hallelujah, that thorn out of my side. Glory to God. He's going to have me walk up straight. Oh, glory to God. Because it's his righteousness. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Because even when we're not faithful, he's faithful. Even when we don't want to show up, he shows up. Even, come on, hallelujah. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Even when we have thrown in the towel, he done picked it up. Glory to God. Washed it. Come on, hallelujah. Folded it. Come on, hallelujah. And got us and has prepared the way. He has already opened the door. He has already made the way. Praise God. We just got to go ahead and walk. Look, it's like when I get up in the middle of the night. I get up in the middle of the night. And the hallway is dark. Come on, the room dark. But I left the bathroom light on. Come on, hallelujah. Glory to God. And so I'm walking. I'm like, Lord, I don't want to hit my toe on nothing. Lord, I don't want to run into the bed. I don't want to run into the dresser. But I see the light from the bathroom down the hallway. It may seem dark, but I'm trying to tell you, by the time I got, amen, to that restroom, hallelujah, in the middle of the night, what does light do for you? Come on, hallelujah. Now you can see. Come on, hallelujah. You ain't in fear, hallelujah, of what's behind you. My God, somebody will get that in a minute. You ever walk through a house, praise God, my husband always tell me, I better not walk through this house at night because he going to trip over something. I'm always changing the furniture around. Glory to God. That's why the light is so important, praise God. You won't have no pitfalls when you're with the light. Come on, you're in the light. But when you're in darkness, guess what? It's going to be a ditch over here. You're going to trip over a table over here. You're going to, come on, it's going to be so much trouble. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Without help. Oh, but when that light on, when your help is there, come on, hallelujah. When you can see your way, come on, hallelujah. When you can hear the voice of God say, trust me, hallelujah. Just a little while longer, I need you to hold on. Just a little while longer and everything going to be all right. I need you to put your faith. Listen, I was reading a scripture yesterday say, put your affections on things above. I need you to focus. Come on, hallelujah. Glory to God. He was on the ship with the disciples. Praise God. Amen. Fishermen. Glory to God. And a storm, amen, happened. Praise God, around the boat. And they began to start tripping with themselves. Straight up tripping. Right? So they said, they told Jesus, how you sleeping? And we up here about to die. My God, hallelujah. He said, first of all, I'm on the ship. He wanted them to understand, hey, you didn't have no reason to be scared in the first place. But to soothe that fear, peace be still. My God. He said, if you just got to have my voice, if you just, peace be still, I'm going to show you just how powerful, praise God, I am, how much power is on the ship with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That right there made me feel good in my spirit. I'm preaching myself happy. Praise God. You got to understand how much power is on the ship with you. Praise God. Oh, it'll make you look at things different. It'll make you walk, talk, and greet people different. Come on. It'll make you approach situations and problems differently. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I always tell people, like they say, optimism. Glass half empty, glass is, but we look at it as glass half full. Come on. Hallelujah. God will flip your negativity into a positive mindset. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You'll begin to see the power of God or the teachings of God or this right here is a trial. God is trying to make me strong. You'll be able to turn things around. It's a phrase that people say a lot. Oh, Lord, if it ain't one thing is enough. You know, just bad things just keep on happening. You'll change that around and say, I'm going to climb this mountain so I don't have to climb it no more. I'm going to learn what I got to learn from this situation so I don't have to go through it no more. Come on, hallelujah. I'm going to go through this reap so I don't have to reap it no more. Come on, hallelujah. Some of us don't understand. If you pass the test, you won't have to take that test no more. You go higher and higher. He said in his word, we go glory to glory. Glory to God. But you can't go glory to glory without a trial, without a test. Glory to God. Hey, man, I'm just trying to help somebody. Somebody that feel like God has forsaken them. God has not forsaken you. God has not left your side. God is a wind in your back saying, you got this. Come on. Why? Because I'm with you. You got this. You can handle this. Come on. Hallelujah. Why? Because I'm with you. I made you to last. Glory to God. I preached a sermon one time, say, built God tough. Amen. You know they say about truck, built for tough, built God tough. I can go through this because I'm built God tough. I can go, hallelujah, through this trial. Listen, I looked up one day, I had lost everything. House, car, furniture, brand new furniture, just bought. House laid. Do you hear what I'm saying? Lord, have mercy. Just, I got a little electrician in me, had just put me up a nice little chandelier in the dining room. They took that too. Come on, hallelujah. Brand new washer and dryer in my little laundry room. Come on. Had a big old den down at the other end of the house. Come on, hallelujah. Master bedroom was huge. Had a walk-in shower. I was so cold. Listen, but watch this. God took it all. Oh, my God. He allowed, amen, me to go through that to build me up so that I could be strong for you, so I could be strong for my children, so I could be strong for my husband. See, let me tell you something. God is not going to allow the enemy to attack if he don't have faith in the spirit that's in you that you can make it through. Come on, he said in his word, I won't put more on you than you can bear. Amen. Yeah, you catching them scriptures, ain't you? God, he said, I wouldn't put more on you than you can bear. So whatever comes at you in life, you can handle it. Why? Through the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ did not leave us comfortless, praise God. He sent the Holy Ghost. My God. He sent the Holy Ghost, praise God, so that you wouldn't walk this walk alone. Jesus Christ didn't even walk it alone. He got baptized and received the Spirit unto himself. Glory to God. And the Lord said, you got to do the same thing. You got to make requests unto heaven. Lord, fill me with your Holy Ghost. Lord, I need your help. I want the spirit of discernment. I want peace. I want joy. I want it all to come upon me so that I can walk in the spirit. Come on. And not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Wow. Hallelujah. God is good. He is speaking by, amen, his spirit, praise God. And I'm going to continue, praise God, to encourage you today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's see what we got on here. Amen. This song I'm going to play is by Q Stone, and it says, bless somebody right here on My Gospel Soul.
See, many times we worry about things that we don't have and don't realize how much that we already have. There's many people out there that's less fortunate than you. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Come on. gotta be a godly liver, then you gotta be a godly giver. So go bless somebody.
Bless somebody.
It don't matter what you got, just put it in the pot and watch God do a whole lot. Come on.
Bless somebody.
Go bless somebody.
Bless somebody.
It don't matter what you got, just throw it in the pot and watch God do a whole lot.
If God was too cool to bless you, too proud to claim you, and too tired to save you, wouldn't that be painful? Now take into account how you make God feel when you go to church and sit down where you should stand, all because your flesh is heavenly seasoned but your spirit is so bland, too shy to lift up your hands, and the only time you open up your mouth is when the pastor say let the church say amen. See, something God can't stand is when you're too proud to take a stand and send up a praise when he has sent down his blessings with his hands, waiting, holding, more manifesting, yet you're slowly blocking your blessings with your silent praise. Sitting in church thinking to yourself, God is good. Saying to yourself, I know he can hear me. Surely he can, but he wants to see your praise more vivid, more clearly. For some reason, you can't even scream thank you, Jesus, or even shout hallelujah. How about when you make it to those pearly gates and say, hey, Father God, remember me? And his response is, I never knew you. Ouch. Hurts, doesn't it? All God wants you to do is serve, live life abundantly, and keep his covenant. Forever praise his name, yet you do neither because you're too ashamed, and that's a shame. See, you ain't too proud to beg, but you're too proud to praise. You can ask God for everything, but you can't do something simple as give praise to his name. Even after he woke you up this morning and started you on your way, though you had a heavenly mission at hand, you ran and decided to do evil things with your day, and he still didn't take your life away, and you still have a silent praise. See, you seem to miss the true glory of God because of the haze displayed in your eyes. That's the reason why your praise remains inside so disguised. Blessed and highly unappreciative, the precursor to your spiritual demise. Legs almost sleep because you've been in your seat so long, and now the pastor has arrived. And he says, let the church say amen, and that's when you speak. Then he says, everyone stand to your feet, find your Bibles and grab it. Turn to Psalms 34 verse 1 and say amen when you have it. And it reads, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Now your silent praise has been put to shame because you've done nothing that these very words speak about. Sitting there all saved and super silent. I bet if Ludacris, Lil Wayne, or Jay-Z was in the pulpit, even God himself would have trouble keeping you quiet. Probably be somewhere front and center, standing on a chair, waving your hands in the air like you just don't care. Now what if God decided to stop handing you down blessings? I bet you would be quick to call upon his name and lift your hands up in despair. Now that's a reality check for you, but no one to stand up and give God his praise. That's all he wants you to do. That's all he wants you to do. It's so easy. Just worship him in spirit and in truth, and show him that you appreciate everything he has done for you, O silent praiser. Now bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in your mouth. Now bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in your mouth. And no, this is not to condemn anyone, because I'm that silent praiser that I speak about. And if you're a silent praiser, if you just love the Lord, at the end of this poem, don't just clap. Get out of your seats and shout.
Amen. Amen. Silent praiser. I love, that's the oldie but goodie. I love to play it because people are still that way. Come on. They are conservative, which I don't knock your praise. I ain't going to knock your praise. I'm talking about, but still, come on. The Lord wakes you up every morning, save you from wrecks on the highway, save you from tumultuous relationships, bring you out, come on, of debt and different situations, and you can't make a sound. The Bible says to rejoice. It says sound the trumpet of Zion. So I'm just saying, a couple of times in there, you ought to be hollering. Come on. You ought to send out a shout that'll shake the heavens to let the, listen, let the heavens know, glory to God, that you are praising him. Amen. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Amen. So I believe, glory to God, that he wants us giving him praise at all times. If you haven't had a good run around the church, I'm just saying. If you haven't had a good dance at the church, I'm just saying. If you have not had just a foot stomping, hand clapping, tambourine, well, you probably can't play the tambourine like me. Come on. But if you haven't had one of them down home country shout sessions at the church, oh my gosh, you're missing out. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Oh, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to My Gospel Soul tonight. Amen. I believe that God can break the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God if you believe. Amen. We love you. We want you to remember, without faith it's impossible to please God, but with God all things are possible. Who cares? God cares.
Breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the word of truth. You can find